Blog Talk Radio.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Abba Father. Give God the glory for the Holy Spirit, for renewed mercies, for grace, for his phenomenal, awesome love that he's given us, and he gave it to give us back to, that we can give back to him. We give God the glory. Welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. We glorify God and thank him for his goodness. Oh, there's nothing like him. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Oh, that's worth even singing it one more time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory and honor. Hallelujah for a new day that he's added into our lives. A day we never saw before. It might be named the same on the calendar, but we never saw it before. Thank God for another opportunity to give him glory, to give him praise, and even for to have a repentant heart. To ask him to come in, forgive us and cleanse us, give us directions, and guide us, glory to God, in the path and whatever journey he wants us to be on at this hour. We bless God for another night for to be able to have a speaker on to speak into our hearts and give to us what God has placed in her spirit, Prophetess Bird. We thank God for her. We thank God, glory to God, for those that were waiting to come online. But even in the midst, we want to still give God glory and praise. Thanking him, glory to God, because there's none like him. He has some promises for us. The things that he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper, to give us a future. We thank God, glory to God, that our hope, glory to God, is in Jesus Christ. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. Our trust is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Thank the Lord. I know we've got the devil trying to come in on trying to block us tonight, but we thank God that it's opened back up in the name of Jesus. So we praise God as we get ready to prepare for prayer. We have our scripture reading for tonight. Then we're going to bless the Lord and give the prophetess plenty of ample time to come on and minister. We're expecting some guests, so I'm going to give this scripture reading, and then we're going to have a prayer, and then we're going to let her just the message, the bread of life, what God has given us for tonight. Our scripture reading will come out of Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastising for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Praise the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we give glory and honor for a new day that you added into our lives. We bless you for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the opportunity just to come in your presence as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said you'll do the exalting. We thank you, Lord God, as we come with a spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude. We glorify you for saving us, and we thank you, Lord God, for the comforter through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mercies that's renewed every morning, that we have that opportunity, glory to God, to be refreshed, revived, and thank you for your goodness in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you for your healing power. As you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed, but all that was already done at Calvary. So we come against the foul spirit of the enemy to bring sickness and disease and to steal and to kill and to destroy in whatever capacity he tried to come in. God, you told us that we have the power to bind it and loose, and we believe your word and believe your report. Even though the attacks may come, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up in judgment we can condemn, not saying that we will not have the challenges. But nevertheless, God, we thank you for renewed mind to stand on your word, stand on the promises of the Lord. You said that the man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So as we look to the hills, which cometh our help, realizing that our help cometh from you, we stand in agreement, glory to God, in prayer for one another, for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are going through various trials and situations. We thank you for the power of prayer. We come against the foul spirit of the enemy that has come against Mother Willette's son. We thank him, glory to God, for divine intervention, how you bless that he is alert, glory to God, and they're doing tests now, as you just said, about 3-5 minutes ago, and doing, glory to God, it may have been maybe dehydrated, but whatever it is, we're thanking God that he is alert and he is living, glory to God, his life is hid in Christ. We thank you for all those that we've been praying for and praying, and even for ourselves, for the divine intervention of your healing and deliverance. We give God glory. Thank God for the power of your word that comes to sanctify us, to cleanse us, and keep us, glory to God, in right standing with you as we take on your word and believe your word, act on your word, and obey your word. God, we're going to see great and mighty things manifest even the more. We thank you for your servant tonight. God, as you bring her forth, glory to God, to speak the articles of God and to help us to walk circumspectly to your word. Pray that you anoint her even the more. We thank you that your word is already anointed. But God, you bless them. Whatever you place in her spirit, with the word, with prophecy, with the anointing, however you use her, we are asking you, Lord, to bless a woman that is truly after your own heart, that desires to seek your face and hear your voice and to know what you're saying and order yourself, and transparent, humble enough to say, glory to God, if I missed you, glory to God, I want to be able to hear so I can be redirected. So we thank God for genuine and sincere people that, glory to God, love God and are walking in truth and glory and obedience to his word. So we pray that you continue to bless us. Bless all the prayer warriors. Bless the anointing. Glory out of their lives and obedience in Jesus' name. And so as we come before you now, we come, glory to God, we're binding up any hindering spirits that will come to try to interrupt or intercept on anything that God is blessing and doing. We bless you. As we walk, glory to God, according to that you've given us tonight. For no weapon, no matter how it's prospering, or seem to be prospering, the devil is a liar. We thank God, glory to God, that you said it will not accomplish that it was set out to do, that you would, glory to God, work things out for our good in the name of Jesus. And so we bless you and we honor you. So at this time, praise the Lord, we're going to prepare ourselves as we others come on. Bless the Lord that hopefully they'll be on soon. I want to bless the Lord for he is worthy to be praised, and thanking God again for Lillian Bird, and thank God for the prophet as God bless her, prayer warrior and anointed of God, and will speak the truth and will wait to hear the spirit of the Lord, and thank God for the anointing of the yoke that God blessed and to use her with the word to destroy, and pray continued encouragement to her, and that she continue to walk in the joy of the Lord. Thank God for establishing her here in the earth realm for such a time as carry out his word. We bless the Lord. So at this time, we want to open the line so the vessel of the Lord to come forth and at this time to expand the kingdom of God and expand our minds to hear God's voice. At this time, I'll introduce to you and present to others.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. You just kept going in and out, so.
Oh, no. How is it doing now? Let me say a couple of things so we can make sure it doesn't happen while you're talking. Can you hear me now? Any better?
I hear you better now.
But it's not clear?
You're clear. You're clear now.
Well, praise God then. The floor is yours now for the love of the Lord to have his way at this time after birth.
Praise God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he's made me glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We give you honor. We thank you for this day, dear God. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, God, that you've given us to bring the word that you have given, God, your spoken word. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as the word go forth, that the ears are attended to what you want to say. And I pray in the name of Jesus that Holy Spirit come and have his way. What he won't done, let it be done, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that it will be a word that will change somebody, a word that somebody needed, a word, Father, in season. And now, Holy Spirit, I yield to you. You say what you want, and I thank you again. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I believe that God have given me this word for us today. And my topic is the promise. The promise. And we'll be coming out of Genesis 21st chapter, starting at the first verse. Let me know when you're there. You there? Okay.
Oh, the lines are muted, so you have to just go ahead.
Okay. The Lord came to Sarah just as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age, at the very time that God had predicted. Abraham named his son, who was born to him, Isaac, the very one whom Sarah bare for him. On the eighth day after his son Isaac had been born, Abraham circumcised him, just as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah had said, God has called me to laugh, and all who hear about it will laugh with me. She also said, who would have told Abraham that Sarah would nurse sons? Yet I have given birth to a son in my husband's old age. Praise God. The promise. Isaac, the child of promise, born into Abraham's family. Look, long looking for come at last, the vision concerning the promised seed is for an appointed time. And now at the end it speaks and does not lie. Few under the Old Testament was brought into the world with such expectation as Isaac was, not for the sake of any great person at which he was to arrive, but because he was to be, in this very thing, a type of Christ, that seed which the Holy God had so long promised, and holy men so long expected. In this account of the first days of Isaac, we may observe the fulfilling of God's promise in the concept of Isaac's birth. God's providence look best and brightest when they are compared with the Word. And when we observe how God in them all act as he had said, as he had spoken. The promise. The definition of the promise is words spoken or written, bounding a person to do or not to do something. It is a vow. It is a pledge. It is a covenant. It means to obligate oneself to give hope. This is the promise. Isaac was according to the promise. The Lord visited Sarah in mercy as he had said. No word of God shall fall to the ground, for he is faithful that has promised, and God fulfilled it, the stay and support of his people's faith. He was born at the set time of which God had spoken. God is always punctual to his time. Though his promised mercies has come not at the time we set, they will certainly come at the time he said, and this is the best time. This is one thing that we have to remember is when God speaks something, it immediately comes into being. But there is a set time from the time that he spoke it to the time that it will actually come into play. The problem with most of us is that when we hear it, we try to make that thing happen. We want it done right now. But I love this when it says that it will come at the set time, that time that God has already set for this thing to happen. And it said, this is the best time. God spoke something to you in your young age, and it has not come to pass. Simply because God know that you can't handle it now. You know, sometimes I look back and say, God, why I didn't have the wisdom I had at 20 years old that I have now? It was not the proper time. If I had had it, I might have not have walked in what God wanted me to do. Everything happens for a reason, and God is never late. He's always on time. So we got to remember that set time. When God speaks something, he has a set time for it, and it is the best time. Isaac was born by virtue of the promise. Sarah, by faith, received strength to conceive. Hebrews 11:11. Think about that. Old woman, 90 years old, and God gave her the strength to carry this baby. God, therefore, by promising, gave the strength. It was not by the power of common providence, but by the power of a special promise that Isaac was born. A sentence of death was, and it were passed upon the second cause. Abraham was old, and Sarah was old, and both as good as dead. And then the word of God took place. True believers, by virtue of God's promises, are enabled to do that which is above the power of human nature. For by them they partake of a divine nature. Listen here. God do things that we can't do. God do things so that people will see the work of God in our lives. Because I'm often saying, you know, I'm too old for this. I'm too old for that. God, why are you waiting so long? But it's for the glory of God. Because we can't do it in our own strength. Sarah, when she was young, I know she was always expecting, I'm going to be pregnant this month. I'm going to get pregnant that month. And when it didn't happen, she came to that place of despair. But God waited when she was old and Abraham was old. And then the promise came to pass, just as God had spoken it, so that people would know that they were unable to do it in their own power. The second thing is Abraham's obedience to God's precepts concerning Isaac. He named him as God commanded him. God directed him to a name for a memorial, Isaac, which means laughter, and Abraham, whom opposite was, gave him that name. We talk about that, and this is another subject sometimes, what's in a name. But we have to be careful what names we put on our children. You know, he might have wanted to name him after an uncle or name him after somebody in his family, but he was obedient to give him that name that God said. We just can't slap names on children. We have to get instructions from God because it's significant. God has a reason for that when he named him that. When Abraham received the promise of him, he laughed for joy. When the sun of comfort had risen upon the soul, it is good to remember how welcome the dawn of the day was as we embrace the promise. When Sarah received the promise, she laughed with distrust in God. When God gives us the mercies, we begin to despair, or we ought to remember with sorrow and shame our sinful distrust of God's power and promise when we were in pursuit of them. Have God promised something to us that have not yet come to pass? And as years have passed, we've just given up on that promise. We forgot what God said. We look at our situation. I'm not ready for that now. I could have done that when I was younger. I don't have the patience I had now. I look at mothers and grandmothers now, and some grandmothers are having to go back and raise their children. But believe it or not, a lot of them will not make the same mistakes with these grandbabies as they did with their children. They have learned something. They are wiser now. And this is now the appointed time to impart wisdom in those children. Always remember that God is never late. He's never early. He's always on time. And he has a set time for whatever his promise is to each of us. When Sarah received the promise, she laughed with distrust. Isaac was himself afterward laughing at Ishmael, and perhaps his name blayed his expectancy. God's favor are often the world's laughing stock. Sometimes people laugh at us. They laugh at what we're doing. They laugh at us because we believe in Jesus. They laugh at us, at our situations, and they see that we're trusting in God and they are prospering and we are not, and they are laughing at us. But God has a set time for each of us. The promise which he was not only the son, but the heir of it, was to be the joy of all the saints in all ages, and that which would fill their mouths with laughter. See, Isaac was just not the promise, but he was the heir of promise. Out of his father's loin would come nations. And Isaac was that key part that would be his offspring, that would be the vast as the sun, as the sand. So we have to understand that Isaac was the heir of the promise. He was the one that God was going to work through. And he filled him with joy. When mercies have been long deferred, they are the more welcome when they come. I mean, what is it? I mean, I know a lot of you are grandparents, and your children get married, and when they start having those babies, you have a joy that you've never had before. You experience things with them that you didn't even experience with your own children. So you welcome it when it comes. It adds to the comfort of any mercies to have our friends rejoice with us in it. Everybody began to rejoice with Sarah because of her old age and how long it took. All that hear will laugh with me, for laughter is catching. Others would rejoice in this instant of God's power and goodness and be encouraged to trust in him. When I see what God is doing in your life, when I see how God is working miracles in your life, it encourages me that there are some things that I have before God. There are some promises that he has promised me. I am encouraged by what he's doing for you, because I know if he's doing it for you, he will do it for me. If filling her with wonders, what it was she thought so wonderful that Sarah gave children suck, that she should not only bear a child, but be so strong and hardy at her age to give it suck. Sarah had wet nurses, that they were called. And for women of standards, they didn't nurse their own children. They would have their nurse, their wet nurses to suck those babies for them. But Sarah was strong and hefty, and Sarah would suck her own child. And there are some that say that Isaac was probably 3 years old, and there's others that said he was 5 years old before he was weaned. Special notice to be taken of this, though a thing, of course, too intimate, that the child of the promise are growing children. Those that are born of God shall increase in God. He grew so as not always to need milk, but was able to bear strong meat, and then he was weaned. A lot of us right now are still on milk, and I'm talking about that of spiritual things. And the same way that child was to grow from the nourishment from his mom, we are to grow from the nourishment of God's word. Every day we are growing. Every day we are learning. Every day we should come into a closer relationship with God. Because there's something about that suckling child. He bonds with his mama. There's trust between him and his mama. There's that time that they can communicate together at that time. The same way with us. And God said, I'm going to give you the baller for a long time so you can grow and be strong in me and of the power of my might. But there comes a time when you need to be on meat so that you are not able to feed somebody else. It's that growing process. And as Isaac grew, he grew from the milk, but when it came time for him to be weaned, they had a feast. They had a party. All the neighbors came, and they gave thanks to God for his mercy. On this day, Isaac was born that would have been too great a disturbance to Sarah. Nor on the day that he was circumcised that would have been too great a diversion from the ornate. But on this day that he was weaned, because God's blessing upon the nursing of children and the preservation of them throughout that infant age, it was a signal that everybody could get could see this miracle, and that they would acknowledge and praise God for what he had done. When we come together as one, that was a special occasion, but every day in our lives should be a special occasion because God has spared our lives. Every day that we come together as one and be partakers of that feeding of God, or what God has done for us and where God has brought us to, should be a time of acknowledging and praising God. We got to know that everything that God has promised us, as we said about that promise, it is in the spoken word and it's also in the written word. Everything that's written in the word of God, every promise that he has set forth, is for us. But God has promises that are just for you. God can speak something to you. He can speak it today, and we sort of look for that thing tomorrow. And it may not happen then, but we got to trust God. We got to pursue. We got to stay on the path that God set before us. Because what God speaks to us at times, it will not happen. But God has a plan and purpose for us. And when he speak it, that thing already become a being. But there is a set time. We can get off of the course of what God wanted and what God planned. Let's look at chapter 16, starting at verse 1. Now Abram's wife Sarah had not born a child for him. She had an Egyptian servant girl whose name was Hagar. So Sarah told Abraham, "You are well aware that the Lord has prevented me from giving birth to a child. Go have sex with my servant so that I may possibly bear a son through her." Abram at that time listened to Sarah's suggestion. The devil will always try to make the promise look like a lie. And when the devil comes in and he reverts the word of God, we start trying to make it happen the way we want it to. And we get off track of what God wants, and down the line it will create problems, as it did with Ishmael. So we have to hear the voice of God and adhere to what God is saying, regardless of what everybody else is saying. Because you're going to always have those people that's coming against what God said. Did God really say that? Did God promise you that? That's not going to happen. That don't make sense. A lot of things that God tells us don't make sense. But God will bring it to pass if God said it. When he speak a thing, we got to always remember that anything that God promised shall come to pass. I don't care what else come in your path. And Satan gonna always set up roadblocks. He all gonna have something else in the way. He always gonna tell you that this is the way. Just as he spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden, nothing has changed. Don't deviate from what God has said. If God has promised us a thing, it shall come to pass at the set time in which God spoke it. That's one thing that we got to remember. It's not my timing, but it's a set time that God already have in place. It's not going to happen before that or after that. But in that course of doing it, we can get off course. We can deviate from what God said, but that promise will not move. We still, he's going to make a way for that promise to come. And that is what he did. And Sarah comes in with the diversion. But it does not work. And what it caused was trouble in the beginning of that. Ishmael himself gave the occasion by some affront he gave to Isaac, his little brother. Some think on the day that Abraham made the feast for joy that Isaac was safely weaned. While the Jews say was not till he was 3 years old, others say five. Sarah herself was an eyewitness of the abuse. She saw the son of the Egyptian mocking Isaac, no doubt, for it is said, with reference to this in Galatians 4:29, that he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Isaac was born out of the spirit by the will of God, and Ishmael came out of the flesh by the wish of a woman. And it's going to cause conflict. Ishmael was jealous of Isaac. Ishmael was 14 years older than Isaac. And he had his dad all to himself all that time. And now Isaac come. And he see Isaac getting the love and the treatment that he think he should be getting. And so when he was playing with Isaac, he would mock him. He would say things against him. He would cause him to be sad. And Sarah began to observe that. See, we got to be alert of the things of God. Because sometimes God give us a promise and something else come up and we don't even recognize it. But Sarah recognized the danger now. She recognized how Ishmael treated her son. God take notice of what children say and do in their play, and will reckon with them if they say or do it miss, though their parents do not. God see everything. Mocking is a great sin and very provoking to God. There is a correlation between the enmity of the seed of the serpent against the seed of a woman. The child of promise must expect to be mocked. This is the persecution which those that will live godly must count upon. Now, this is just a foreseeing of Satan against the children of God, against the seed of a woman, and the woman against Satan. Ishmael was of the flesh, and therefore Ishmael warred against the spirit of Isaac. So we got to know that persecution is going to come against us from the people of the world. Persecution is going to come. That's got to be something that we know from the beginning is coming. But we got to stand on the truth and the promise of God in the midst of all adversity, because that promise shall come to pass. Sarah made this motion, and this is what Sarah said, because she recognized what was going on, and she said, cast out this bond woman. This seemed to be spoken in some heat, yet it is a quote coming out of Galatians 4:30, as if it had been spoken by the spirit of prophecy. Some things we have to deal with. When God give us instruction about certain things and something is coming to put that thing in danger or to abort what God has said, we got to deal with it. We had a problem in church with a lady that went to the church, and she was not the leader of anything. But she always came in and tried to be the head of whatever somebody was over. And she was making trouble in the church. And every time somebody came in new, she would tell them about this person and who they are. And she was spreading gossip and speaking bad things about the church. And she really got in a heated argument with somebody in the church because she wanted to rule them and tell them what to do in that God had given them. And so the pastor had to meet with her and expel her from the church. And some folks just thought, well, that is so terrible. But in this that we see with Sarah, she said, cast out that bond woman. And it says that it was spoken by a spirit of prophecy. And it is the sentence passed on. It has to be dealt with. God has a plan for your life. And some people and some things in your life that you got to get out, so that you can accomplish what God has called you to do. We do everything in love, but it comes a time where we have to be wise. We have to see. And even though in doing what Sarah did, that just gave us a vision of the church and the chaos and everything that go on in the church, and there comes a time when we just have to put them out. And that's what happened to her. I mean, she saw what was going on, and for the good of her son, she had to cast out that bond woman and her son. Now, it grieved Abraham, because you have to note that he was the father of Ishmael. He loved him. And he did not want to see him cast out. But one thing about Abraham, he always adhered to the voice of God. He heard what God would say to him. A good man desires no more in doubtful cases than to know his duty and what God would have him do. And when he is clear in this, he is or should be at ease. To make Abraham so, God set this matter before him in a true light and showed him. If you are unsure about anything, if something is making you uncomfortable, seek God. See what God is saying about it. And God will make it clear. God will bring you at ease, will make you at ease. And this is what he said, that the casting out of Ishmael was necessary to the establishment of Isaac in the rights and privileges of the covenant. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Both Christ and the church must descend from Abraham through the loins of Isaac. This is the entail of the promise upon Isaac, and it is quoted by the apostles. Listen here. God said, it shall come from Isaac. And nothing else can come and interfere with my plan. God planned that. The promise was not to Ishmael. Ishmael was of the flesh. Isaac was of the spirit. And the promise that God makes to us is a spiritual thing. It's by the Holy Spirit. And we have to embrace it by the Spirit. Sometimes what causes things to happen, we're looking at it in a fleshly sense. And because we see that thing in the flesh playing out, we forget to consult God about what's really happening in the spirit. God said we should know each other by the spirit and it should set us free. I got to know you by the spirit. I can't look at what you're doing. Sometimes we look at what people are doing, we think it's great. But what is it that it's doing in the spirit? You know, there's some ministers, and I'm just saying this because I'm not talking about anybody, but it's just some ministers that come on TV I can't look at. Even though the word is coming out of their mouth, even though it's from the word, I'm picking up a spirit behind that. And because of that, I know that that's of the flesh. This is what God is saying. Ishmael was born of the flesh. Isaac is the promise. That's the promise that I called from the beginning. And in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So we got to entertain these things in the spirit and not in our flesh. The covenant seed of Abraham must be a particular person. Distinguish people, a people of God choosing. When God gives us a promise, always look at that thing on spiritual terms. The covenant seed of Abraham must be a particular person, a people by themselves. We, what does that mean? We are the children of Abraham. There are a lot of folk that call themselves Abraham's seed, but they are not the seeds of Abraham. They are the seeds of the devil. So this covenant was for a peculiar people. Are we peculiar? We are God's chosen people, and that covenant was for us. And we must always remember that, because I know we ought to love everybody, but we can't pull everybody along with us. It is probable that Sarah lived through this, but God took what she said and turned it into an article. The casting out of Israel shall not be his run. He shall not be a nation because he is thy seed. We are not sure that this was an eternal run, but we do know that that covenant that God had with Abraham, he took care of Ishmael in the midst of that, but Ishmael was not the promise, and Ishmael would not be a nation. Nations are of God's making. He found them, he formed them, he fixed them. Many are full of blessings of God's providence that are strange to the blessings of his covenant. The children of the world often fare the best as to the outward things, for they're relative to the children of God. Sometimes we see people in the world prospering a lot more than we are. Sometimes we see the children of the world in leadership. We see them doing all kinds of things, and we look at that and say, well, God, I'm praying, and I see that guy that doesn't know you, and he's drinking every day, but he's prospering. See, God don't look at the outer appearance. God is looking at the inside of us, because that promise that God has promised us far reach the one of the earthly realm. God has also promised us a new heaven and a new earth. And that is the promise that we're working towards every day. Every day, we are children of promise. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some call slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any shall perish, but that all shall come to repentance. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, in which righteousness dwell. And that 2 Peter 3:9 and 2 Peter 3:13. See, our goal doesn't end here. My goal is not in how much money I'm going to make in 10 years. My goal is I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I reach 30 or 40 or 50. That's the goal of the world. But my goal in this promise of God is this new heaven and this new earth that I'm looking forward to. So the children of Abraham and of Isaac is that promise of heaven, a new heaven and a new earth. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's our goal. And all of that is in the promise. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're striving for. Every day is the promise of God. And it all takes place at the end. See, we can't worry about the things that's going on right now, but we have to stand on the promises of God. And what that means is standing on that promise, that whatever else go on between that, we got to continue to stand on his promises and speak what we've heard God say to us. It was years ago, and this was something that I saw on YouTube, or something, and this is about a man who grew up. He was a child, and he grew up in a family. His father was a bishop, and his mom was an evangelist. And at a young age, they had prophesied over him, and God had called him, just as he called Jeremiah called him to be a prophet. And his mama would always call him a little prophet, and she would always speak what she heard God say about him. And she began to speak that in his life. And he grew up. He went off to college. And when he went to college, he started taking drugs, dealing drugs, and doing everything that the world did. And he dropped out of school. And when he dropped out of school, he just had his drug business going. He was making a lot of money. He even had prostitutes. And he was doing a lot of things, and he sort of tried to keep it from his mom. But his mom, because she heard God, she always called him at a certain time, and she would speak, hallelujah, what the word of God said. She would stand on the promise that God had given her, and she would just begin to speak what God said, regardless of what she was looking at. Of what was going on, and he didn't think she was, but I'm here to tell you, God won't hide no good thing from us, nothing. He'll let us know what's going on, and he didn't think she did. But this particular day, he was doing a drug deal in a car, and he was sitting in the back of the car with this man, and the driver was in front, and he had money on him. And he was getting ready to buy some drugs. The driver had pulled over, and he looked back at him, and the driver shot him in the head. And when the driver shot him in the head, he grabbed the driver's arm. But he shot him in the head, he shot him in the stomach, he shot him in his chest. And then the guy that he was with in the back began to stab him. He just began to stab him, and he passed out, and they pushed him out of the car for dead. Somebody called an ambulance. They came there. When they got there, they called him dead on arrival, carried him to the hospital. The doctors cut him down his chest to see if they could do anything for him, and they couldn't. They sent him to the morgue. And as he's laying there, they call his mom. And they told her that her son was dead. And she said, not my son, because I'm standing on the promises of God. He is going to be a prophet. He's going to preach and teach God's word. He is not dead. And they said, ma'am, he is dead. So she said, where is he? Don't do nothing else to him. Take the phone and put it to his ear. They took the phone and put the phone to his ear as he lay dead. But the man could not speak or say anything, but he was aware of everything that was going on. No vital signs. And his mom began to pray with him on the phone. She began to prophesy to him what God had said. And he sneezed. And when he sneezed at that time, they called the doctors. He was not dead. They left some bullets in him. He got up. And you would have thought that he would have come to God, but he didn't. He continued to do drugs and prostitute women. And one day, there is an appointed time. Listen now. One day, they were doing drugs in this house. And one of the women had a trip. When they say you're tripping out. And she began to ask you to pray for her. And he started praying for her. He didn't know what to say. And he didn't even believe God could do nothing, but he started praying for the woman. That was in him as a young man that his mom had instilled in him in his youth that prayer and word began to come forth out of him. And all of a sudden, everybody in the room was weeping and crying. And he was not pretending anymore. He was exalting God and praising him. And he got saved himself and saved everybody in the room. And he married the prostitute, and they got ministries all over. Because the mama remembered the promises of Almighty God. I would not deviate. I would not depart from what God has said. If God said a thing, he shall bring that thing to pass. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how long it takes. God's word shall not go out and come back void. It will accomplish what God has said. Hold out. Hold on. Be still and wait and see the salvation of the Lord. But God will do exactly what he said. And God will do it in the time that he has set apart for that thing to come to pass. I don't care how the devil comes and try to make that promise a lie, but God said it. I believe it. I'm standing on his word. By faith, I'm walking this out by faith. I can't see it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but God said it. That mother was not moved. She was just like a pit bull. That thing was so in her spirit. And once she got a hold of it, she wouldn't let go. I say to you today that whatever God has promised you, whatever God has said, it shall come to pass. If he said it, it shall come to pass. We can read the written word. That's what that promise means. It can either be a spoken word or a written word. And it shall come to pass, no matter how long it take, and that no matter how old you are, I don't care what God has said to you in time past, and that thing has not yet been manifested, you just hold on to the promises of Almighty God, because God is going to bring that thing to pass. Don't let the enemy come in and make you look to the left or to the right or try to help God out. Because when you do that, you only make a mess. You make chaos. But if God is for us, who can be against us? And I'm just saying to you today, Sarah, even though she laughed and she didn't believe God, look at what God turned that in, that laughter. Even by the name of Isaac, that means laughter and joy. So whatever it is that you're going through, whatever you're walking through right now, go back and see some of those things that God has promised you and begin to stand on it and call it in. Call those things that be not as if they were, because if he said it, he shall do it. It shall come to pass. So we praise God today for who he is and all that he's going to do. And God is no particular person. And if God has said to you, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to his plan. Do what God has asked you to do and believe that God shall bring it to pass. So, Father, we do praise you, and we give you honor and glory, and we give you thanks. We thank you, God, today for your word. We thank you for the promise, God. We know that your promise is for an appointed time. And, God, when you speak it, it shall come to pass. We are looking forward to the thing that you've said to us. Get that reasoning out of our heads, God, and help us to think by the Spirit that lives in us and is indwelled in us. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your people today. We thank you that we are people of the promise. Every word that you've spoken and your written word is for us today. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tonight, the promise. The promise of the Lord that is rich and maketh no sorrow. We praise God for all that Pastor has said tonight and how she gave the illustrations and even for that last illustration that she's given. Well, not illustration, but even that message about the mother and the son. But I thank God, glory to God, that she said, God said a thing that we must trust him and believe him, because if he said it, shall come to pass. And we know, we hear over and over, God is not a God that he should lie, and when his word go out, it will not go out. Lord, it will accomplish everything that he set out to do. So whatever God has said, come to pass, as she said, don't let the enemy cause you to look back. Go back and look and also call that thing in, knowing that when God said it, glory to God, surely we got to look forward to knowing that he is true to his word and will come to pass. So whatever we're walking through, she says, call it back in the name of Jesus, God will bring it to pass. God has a plan. We got to submit to it. So it's been a rich word from the beginning to the end. So I'm not going to go back over anything else that he said, that she said, but there's so much that was so much in there for us to reminisce and just marinate in our spirit, and some things we done heard, but then was reinforced, and some new things that we heard to really get us into that place to anchor down, to trust God, and to not to look at our circumstances, our situations. Don't let those things dictate to us the things that we see and feel and move, walking through our five senses. Hold on to the promises of the Lord, and that, glory to God, we will see the manifestation of his power in Jesus' name. So I'm going to open the line. Praise God. Something you said, I wanted to write it down. I couldn't get the last piece of it. He said, get that reasoning out of, because we know people do too much reasoning and analyzing, that we get us as believers in trouble, because the Bible wants us to know faith is the only thing that pleases God. And glory to God, the only way we come to him is by faith and expect for him to reward us if we diligently seek him. But you said, get the reasoning out of your head. And something you said after that, and I didn't get to write it down before time for to open the line back. What was that? Can you remember?
And get the Spirit of God in your heart.
That's it. That's what
I think that's what I said.
Praise God, that's it. The reasoning out of your head is the Spirit of God. Well, I'm getting ready to open the line so that if there's any comments or we want to get our responses now. So all this is open on my own. If anyone want to respond to that, praise God. Line's open now.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sister McKinney.
No, praise the Lord. Oh, Pastor Burr, I just enjoy you. I really enjoy the Word of God. I just want to say how much I enjoy you, but right now there's a cloud coming up, and that's why I want to just thank God for you. I really enjoy the Word tonight. And I pray that God continue to take you through the things that you have to go through. It was really good, and I'm going to go back over and listen to it again, because it was really good, because I know that the promise is true, because God had did some things for me in my life, had told me that I was going to have a granddaughter, and I believed that, and it came to pass when the doctor said that my daughter couldn't have any kids. But God spoke to me and told me I was going to have a granddaughter. And both of my daughter told me that, no, Mama, I'm not having any kids. I said, well, somebody going to have me a granddaughter. And it came to pass. So I thank God for the set time. There was a set time that she's here. So I praise God for the word tonight. And I have to get off the phone because it's a thunderstorm here.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Hello, Mother Alexander.
Uh-huh. I enjoyed that so much. The promises. Ooh, hallelujah. I was in there just enjoying that. Praise the Lord. The promises. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. That was a good one. Oh, I enjoyed that. That's what you call sit down to a beautiful dish of food. Good. Good eating. Spiritual eating. It is so good. When someone talk about the promises of God, man. Oh, my Lord. Thank God for that word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because the promises is what keep us when we stick to it.
Amen.
And so I never give up. I said, God said, eat, take away all sickness. So the promises, baby, the promises is what keep us. And I thank God that you brought that word tonight, Sister Mert. I thank God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory.
Praise him.
Oh, it's beautiful. I enjoyed it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, well,
praise
God,
the Lord.
Then.
I just want to say, praise the Lord. This is Elder Pam Kincaid. I just want to say that was a powerful message, and I really enjoyed it. And it really encouraged me because I've been believing God for some things. And it really was just what I needed to hear again today, because we can never get enough encouragement words from the Lord, from the Word of God. So I just thank God it was very encouraging. And I thank you, Pastor Bird. That was awesome. Bless you.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. I just want to say I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I just want to say I have truly enjoyed that word. As others were saying, you can never get enough of hearing about the promises of God and understanding more and more to, wait on God's timing and not to move in your own timing, which actually means you're working in your flesh. And then just being able to recognize the Spirit of God and the things that may be going on behind the scenes. Well, you see one thing, but being able to try that thing by the Spirit. So I just thank and praise God for the Word of God today. Of course, I thank and praise God for the woman of God who delivered the Word, always trying to be on time and hearing what the Lord has to say at that given time and season. And I just really appreciate that. Thank God for all the women on the line tonight. Y'all be blessed. Love you.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Truly, I enjoyed the Lord. Praise God. This is part of Miss Alicia's testimony, but also my faith in believing. Just thinking, there's so many things you can think of, but I had a couple of flashbacks, one about the house, another one about her being in the military and Air Force, and then when she got out, and she was supposed to have 10% at the time, and then it came with a lot of chaos afterwards, and almost like people reneging towards the military. But time went on, and even as she tried to go, okay, get some things, lined back up and find out what was going on, and then it just ended up being just some things that discouraged her. But in the meantime, in my spirit, man, this baby is going to get her what's due to her from the military. And even when they were talking about statute of limitation, and then they said, I said, I'm believing God. Every so many years, I bother her a year. They ain't know so many years, a year, something like that, or some months, sometimes a couple of years have passed. But I believe God no matter what, no matter how things look, that God was going to bless, and she was going to be able to get this thing reconciled. And the Lord blessed. It was after 10 years or whatever, but nevertheless, even after she moved from east side to west side or middle central, God blessed, and he brought the thing to pass. Regardless of what it looked like, sound like, or whatever, God is greater and bigger than the government or anything else that the enemy is saying out there, and he blessed and he brought it to pass. So I praise God, and I think about so many things that God has blessed when he had to wait on in his appointed time, but nevertheless, I want to encourage pastors that the word that's on time, in time, and all through lifetime, glory to God, that we should live by, holding on to the promises of the Lord, because that's what it's all about. keeping the faith and not allowing circumstances that goes on in life and situations. And as I said, stated, that sometimes those things try to dictate to us and manipulate. And no matter how strong you are in the Lord, there are going to be some cases that the enemy will come and try to throw those fast ones or try to bring them foxes in or try to bring some things with some dilemmas and things grow out to oppress and try to make it look like that circumstance that can come in so much like a flood to make it look like whatever God has said, as C.D. Jakes says many, many years ago, God can give you the promise. But even when you give you the promise, the process will make the promise look like a lie. And that's what he'll try to do, get us looking at situations and circumstances of what we're going through, that we don't get our eyes focused and get back into the place of looking to the hills, looking to the off and the finish of our faith. And that's what he's all about, trying to get us to walk down here by sight instead of by the Spirit and whatever like this. And so I thank God, glory to God, for the reminder, the reinforcement and encouragement, and to get us back to a place to fortify when the word comes like that and comes to get us to the point to get anchored down the more, especially at the times that we're in now, these end times. It's like never before, we better know that our anchor holds, and it holds in Christ Jesus, and not to be a perpetrator and have it just in our intellect. It better be in the Spirit. So that way, glory to God, when challenges do come, situations come, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart will speak. We got to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. She had already spoken and ministered the word, so that was just in my spirit. So I just wanted to share that. I'm appreciative of a woman that will hear from God and speak what thus said the Lord and how God blessed and moved tonight. We certainly do appreciate your obedience to the Spirit, and truly our spirits have been fed. Bless the Lord. Before we ask for any prayer requests, I want to find out whether Pastor have any remarks herself. Is there one request we want to still continue to pray for Mother Willette's son? Like I said earlier, it's about 3 minutes, and literally 3 minutes before time to come on a call, just to touch bases to find out what the report was for the update. And she was saying that they were doing tests and having a hard time trying to get his blood, because it's been hard to get him. He's a diabetic too as well, but she was saying he definitely was alert, and they were just going to run some tests, and she think that he might have been dehydrated, because also he's been running a lot lately and has not been, doing some things with church and other stuff and whatever like that. He has been eating right too, so we don't know if that has something to do with part of this, but nevertheless, God brought him out of it. And God bless, he's alert, and God bless, we believe in God for him to be okay. Praise the Lord. So we'll hear later on tonight about that, and thank God for Sister Ann out of the hospital. The Lord bless and so forth. I got a chance to talk to her tonight, and she may want to speak to you, Pastor Bird, afterwards about a dream. But nevertheless, we thank God for believing God for those attacks to be canceled, come against her body. And we believe in cancer being dried up, the same as whatever that is that came against Pastor. She's still working, going on about the Father's business. But we just thank God. And so those are requests and praise reports that I have. And if there is any other, let us know. But we're going to give the floor over to Pastor Bird now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just want us all to remember, and that includes myself, that God will do what he say he will do. We can stand on his word. We walk by faith and not by sight. Call those things that be not now as if they were. For the delay that God has caused, it's not all the time by other people, but sometimes a delay in what God has said is because God knows that you're not ready to handle it right now, and it will come in that time that God has set, and that is the best time. So we give God praise today. We thank God for his word. And we thank God for the women of God that's on this line tonight. And I know that you all women of faith. You have encouraged me so much. Mother Alexander, every time I speak to people, I speak to them about you and that medicine. that has blessed me and just taught me that when we stand on the word of God, God will do what he said would do. And so that is one of the things that encouraged me even on the subject tonight of the promise. And so I thank God for you. Thank God for your wisdom. And every woman on this line, I thank you for your wisdom and how you've imparted in me. And we just going to keep this faith together, and we're going to run this race together, because where we are headed to is heaven. That's the promise. That's the promise. And so regardless of what happened in between, he's going to bless us too. So I give God praise tonight and thank you for him. In God, in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Any prayer requests tonight before we hang up, besides praying for some of our areas? It's like you might have some rain or some storm. But we have, we're early, but so you can take a couple of minutes and then we can just
leave. I have two requests. I mean, that's really one, but it's two. I want you to pray for my niece who's in the hospital and going to have surgery on Tuesday. Praying that all go well for that. And her mother, they think, had a light stroke. She went to the hospital today. So they're both in the hospital at the same time. I will be leaving tomorrow to go upstate. To be there with them. So just pray for them and also pray for my traveling.
Okay. Amen. Mother Alexander, you want to go ahead and take that prayer request right now? Hallelujah, Lord God.
Father God, we pray for that Spotsbird, Lord, that give our traveling mercy going on our way home, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, continue to keep a hedge around our Lord God. Father, you said in your word, pray for one another. Lord, we know you is a healer. We know you is a great healer, Father God, and you is a great provider. And Father God, all we can do is come to you, because we know that you are a healer, Lord. So we ask you to touch these two people, Lord God. Touch their body, Father God, because you know more than anyone what is really wrong. And so, Father God, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to bring in healing, Lord. Touch and heal, Lord God, because nothing is impossible for you to do. And Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for healing. I thank you, Lord, because according to the promises, Lord, you said above all, you want us to be in good health, prosperous and good health. So, Lord, we bring these two ladies before you. And, Lord God, we asking for healing, total divine healing in the body, Lord. We believe it in your word, Heavenly Father, because we know you can and we know you will. And these things we ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay,
I'm going
to Pastor Bird, would you pray for Mother
Willett?
Pray for Mother Willett.
Pastor Bird,
are you there?
Oh, I can't. I'm
going off the line.
You keep cutting off.
Yeah, you're going out and coming in, Pastor Hubbard.
And I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, I was actually just praying for Mother Willette. So even when I was talking earlier, y'all hardly have nothing understood nothing I was saying. Somebody should have said something.
You're going out and coming in.
Yeah, I can hear some evidence. I can't. I hear you now.
But when I was talking earlier, you didn't hear anything, really?
We didn't hear.
I mean, bits and pieces of it, but it was like you coming in and you go out and you come back in and you go out.
We're going to have to find another way to position this phone that's mounted here. and try to see if the house, the other phone would might have to try to use another side of this room in here on the next time when we get ready to pray. But the whole time I'm talking, if you're hearing and not catching it, hopefully it's catching up on this mic on the system. But if you're not hearing it and you're the one that's praying and I'm talking to, that's going to be not a good thing at all. But I was asking for you to go ahead. Even I've said some things already for Mother Willette's son, so I'm saying you can go ahead and pray for his divine healing for and the Lord bless him to bring him home, whatever's going on with his body, that God bless. And then after that, if there's no more prayer requests, we're going to go ahead and close the line for tonight and prepare for prayer for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, God, for this young man, for he's wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your image and in your likeness. And God, we don't know what's going on in his body, but you do. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you touch his body. We ask in the name of Jesus that you give the doctors wisdom so that they'll know exactly what's going on with him. No misdiagnosis or any other thing, God, in Jesus' name. And we're asking, Father God, that this comatose, however he is, God, that he'll begin to stir now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch him, God, that you heal him from the top of his head, God, to the bottom of his feet. We are praying, Father God, that that spirit of infirmity in his body got to go, for by his stripes, by your stripes, he is already healed, and we call that done in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, that you hear us. You said that we could come where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, and anyone, thank God, that you would be in our midst. So, God, we're believing you right now in the name of Jesus that you're touching his body even now, Father God, that he is coming alert, Father, and that in that process there will be no damage or any other thing done to his body, Father God, in Jesus' name. If it's a nutritional thing or him drinking water or whatever, God, I'm asking that you touch him, God, and let him know, Father God, that he has to do his part, Father God. But we call him healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, God. He was doing your work, I understand, when the enemy came in. So I thank you, Father God, that he'll get back on his post. He'll be doing more than he was doing before, Father God, for the upcoming of your kingdom. So bless him now. We call him healed and whole without any complications in the name of Jesus. For you bared his infirmities and all his sickness in your own body on the tree. And by your stripes he is healed. So we thank you and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Probably when I was speaking just a few minutes ago, probably didn't come through since you were saying I was cutting in and out, about 3 minutes, almost exactly 3 minutes prior to coming on tonight, I called Mother Willette. She was at the hospital and said he was alert. They were doing tests on him. They couldn't have a hard time getting his blood because he always have a hard time trying to get them put in to draw blood. So they wanted to do that and a couple other little tests. But she said he think he might be dehydrated too, and plus lately he hadn't been eating properly and drinking properly either, running. So that part we do know, but anything like she just...
Oh, okay, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, because just like you said, I was going in and out, and that probably got chopped off and whatever like this, but at least he's alert. But right now they're testing and then also trying to find out anything else as well. Everything else that you covered and prayed was necessary and needed. So, you know, misdiagnosis and also whatever he needs to do on his part and all that too. So we're just believing God. The Lord bless and raise him up to whatever that is that's going on. And God to bless a tremendous healing. All them prayers that went forth to him. Remember when all that stuff was going on with his body and had to go to Charleston, had to go this and all that and everything that was happening. That divine healing God brought to pass. And so now the enemy trying to come up with another attack, but it might be also some things that he might have to do to take care of himself because like she said, he's a diabetic too. So we believe in the Lord in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for that. So in the meantime, we look forward to on it don't be storming, praise God, Monday night for prayer at 7 o'clock. And the Lord said the same. We were supposed to have some guests, but they were from out west, but they didn't come on tonight. But thank the Lord, we're still sending out information out, and ask God bless for you all to share, for people to come online to pray and whatever else. We're thanking the Lord. Thank the Lord for Pastor Graham coming back safely from Mexico. No hurt, harm, or danger there. So we bless God for all those ones in the background when they're on and when they're not on, and the ones that we're praying for, loved ones, family, our nation, president, whoever else. We just believe in God for these prayers. It's going to change some things. And in the meantime, for a change to take place in the body of Christ as well. So we love you. We bless God for you. Keep praying one for another. Thank God for the prayer warriors. And we stay on our post, and He continues to bless and keep our minds and our families. And those that might be going through spiritually, those that might be having a spiritual storm, financial storm, even in a natural storm, we ask the Lord to heal, deliver, set free, turn some things around, that He may get glory, He may get to praise. In the name of Jesus. All righty then. We're saying shalom, shalom, and thank God again for the word. And the Lord say the same. We look forward to it. The Lord say the same. Meeting again on to tomorrow night. And I pray for you all to put a prayer request for myself. Think about anybody else. I forgot about myself. I pray. I had already two dilemmas, two nights in a row, attacking for this respiratory, not getting being able to get the proper sleep. For that interference, it's not working, not agitating too much in the day, but then when nighttime comes, when time to sleep, I'm having that issue that's coming up. So I solicit your prayers. So the Lord bless. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and say good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Well, peace be unto you. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, darling. So long. Good night.